Criticism can be helpful or hurtful. How can we know the difference? Recently, a woman got her feelings hurt because she felt I had not been friendly enough. My first instinct was to defend myself because it wasn't my intent to be unfriendly. My second instinct was to justify my action by explaining myself to her. Thankfully, I didn't act on either my first or second instincts. Instead, I went to her and stated the truth that I really did like her as much as I knew about her, and I was sorry that I hadn't conveyed that. I would like to tell you that everything was smoothed over, but that is not the case. She made sure that we had a few interactions, so I couldn't physically offer more friendliness. However, she still came up in my thoughts, and when she did, I sent friendliness to her. This action provided her with the energy she obviously needed, and it put into my action my heart supply of friendliness, which this situation obviously was asking for me and for her. Criticism can be very damaging if we hear it as a fault rather than as a request. That is not to say we have to bow down to the other person's perception of us. Of course we don't. But defending or justifying a perception does not change it. Change happens when we hear the criticism as a request for our heart to offer more love. By meeting critical demands heartfully, rather than emotionally, mentally, or physically, we have expanded our love. This turns criticism into a gift for all involved. However, you will need to learn to quiet the part of you that wants to defend or justify. If you don't quiet those voices, then you strengthen them. And who wants to strengthen the need to continually explain your existence? In addition to your heart energies becoming stronger, this way of dealing with criticism offers generous gifts to your adversaries. If you can send a blast of whatever energy they need, when you meet or think of them, soon they will be less in need of that energy. This is just another way to love your neighbor as yourself. Give it a try. You have nothing to lose and a lot to gain. Did that speak to you, Diane?
It certainly did, Jackie. I grew up experiencing physical punishment for doing things wrong. So often I have a physical reaction to criticism, and it's this belief that I'm going to be punished. And the punishment could be physical, or it could be that the person could just be angry at me, which I see as punishment, which really isn't. But I do have a reaction to criticism.
I think most people do, including me. I shared that. It's getting past that reaction that's important. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't, every time we react from our reaction, then we just empower it and it becomes stronger.
Right. At work, I am new in this particular job that I'm doing. And when my boss directly or indirectly criticizes, I feel punished and I fall back into exactly what you're saying, that whole demeanor of, oh my God, I did it right, I can't get it right. And it has been accumulating, and to the extent where sometimes it feels like this ball that I'm trapped in that I can't get out. But I can see from what you're saying that as long as I'm holding that as a truth, then I don't give myself the opportunity to be released from it.
And a lot of times people's criticism is meant to be supportive, but we can't hear it if we have a wound around it.
True. True.
Like, I'm sure your boss is trying to help you because he wants you to do a good job just as much as you do.
Yes. And I can totally see that he loves quality, and that's what he's looking to be expressed in the work. That's what he's looking to be joined in. But as long as I'm forgetting that there's this gift that he's offering me, then I'm still back in dragging around the belief that I'm being punished by what he's saying.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.